Good morning. It is now 9:03 a.m. We are here today, August 11, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the motions hearing of OPA PA 16-007, Cortec International Corp. versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellant Cortec please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Joyce Tang for Cortec. With me is Mr. Ho Yun, Chairman of Cortec.
Thank you. Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Shannon Titan, Assistant Attorney General for DPW. No, but just me.
Okay. Will Interested Party Guam Educational Facilities Foundation, Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Ike Agigi, Counsel for Guam Educational Facilities Foundation, and with me is Janeline De Leon, also co-counsel, as well as Sean Easter, Vice President of Operations.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning. So the purpose of today's hearing is a motion hearing, and essentially the only two motions, or I should say there were three motions that were filed in this case. The first, of course, was the appellant's motion to extend the motion filing deadline. We took care of that at the status hearing weeks ago and essentially extended the motion filing deadlines. The second motion that was filed was by the government. That was, I believe it was your motion, Ms. Titan. It was the motion for to dismiss or for expeditious disposition?
Yes, and I thought we resolved that when we went ahead and scheduled the hearings because
we
had asked that.
We did. What happened was the appellant had requested for a hearing, and I made it very clear that when a party basically requests a hearing in a procurement appeal, we have to hold one, period.
Right.
So,
so we understand that.
All right, so I'm still going to have to put, are you still going to pursue that motion, or you want that decision
in
writing?
No, we had decided the last hearing that that was fine, because I think Cortec had requested to a March time, and we had agreed to that, so in essence, we...
We're still going to need a withdrawal of your motion.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, we will have to spend the time and resources drafting a written decision.
Okay.
But you're going to withdraw that motion?
Yes, we can submit a withdrawal.
And then... just yesterday, or the day before, on the 10th, we had a notice of appeal and request for consolidation by the appellant. And I believe that's our last remaining motion matter.
That's correct.
And,
so,
motion or your request, Ms. Tang. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Yesterday, Cortec filed the appeal from the denial of a protest regarding two issues, the issue relating to the $100 million cap and the issue relating to the violation of 5GC 5249, where we allege that DPW failed to maintain a proper procurement record. We just recently received, last week, received a denial of our protest from the agency and filed our protest appeal yesterday. We're requesting that it be consolidated with 007, same issues, same procurement record, same parties. The only, we're willing to stipulate to the existing procurement record and documents on file. With respect to the hearing date, we are prepared to go forward on the the current hearing date of the 22nd, of course, subject to the party's approval. And I understand that the parties, the agency will be have the opportunity to file the agency report and the parties an opportunity to comment. We are also prepared to accommodate that on an expedited basis. Thank you.
Ms. Titan, in response to the request for consolidation?
We have no problem with the consolidation. We actually haven't been served with the notice of appeal, probably because our building was closed yesterday due to the bomb threat. So I just received it this morning, but the notion of consolidating the cases, the government won't object to.
Well, my concern is the government's right to file their agency report and respond to the allegations in the appeal, because I think that the off the top of my head, I'm not sure dates, but when is the formal hearing scheduled in this matter?
22nd. We were going to ask maybe for more time since we haven't even reviewed or we haven't been served the notice of appeal. I just received it this morning from Cortex Council.
What is the earliest you think you can submit your... Now, keep in mind, we would accept the procurement. I believe there's no issue that the procurement record is the same, right?
Correct.
Yes, we wouldn't have to file an additional procurement record if we consolidated. But how soon do you think the government could answer or submit its agency report? And I'm more interested in the essentially the government's answer to the appeal itself.
We normally are reported, is it 10 or 5, 10 days?
About 10 days.
Well, we would ask for the 10 days. If it needs to be sooner, we could...
Yeah, because what's going to happen, if we give you the 10 days, keep in mind, the 22nd, that would, 10 days from now, we're literally on the eve of the hearing date itself.
So we're going to keep the hearing date?
Well, that's what I was asking you, what's feasible for the government, because I want to afford, I do want to expedite the matter, because I do understand, and the OPA agrees that this is a matter that needs to be resolved sooner rather than later, but at the same time, we have to preserve the rights of the parties in the procedure.
Right. And we would request the 10 days just to give the government ample opportunity to respond.
All right. So you want the full 10 days. And then, of course, 10
working
days would be 10 times. Yeah, we'd have to meet the hearing date.
When is AGA?
September 12th to the 14th.
The 12th.
Correct.
I get back, let's say, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Mm-hmm. And then we're not available the 12th, 13th, and the 14th.
It's 10 work days.
Oh, it's 10 work days. Oh, it's 10 work days. So the earliest we could have the appeal, if it's not on the 22nd, then it would be the 7th.
So, okay. To give you the full time would result in the hearing being moved at the earliest to the 7th of September.
Okay.
Are there any, and we're willing to do that.
We appreciate that.
Is there any other comments on the request for consolidation?
No. Like I said, I had just received it this morning, so.
So the government doesn't oppose it, provided it has more time or enough
right.
time to answer the new appeal allegations.
Correct.
Mr. Agege, on behalf of Mr. Dina, on behalf of interested party, yeah.
Yes. We don't have any objections to consolidation of this recent appeal by Ms. Tang. And we think that it would, of course, expedite matters, and it's based on the same procurement record. But we also do recognize that the government has to be given an opportunity to fully respond. These are new allegations in the protest and the appeal that were filed by CORTEC. And so we also don't object to the public auditor affording the sufficient time that's necessary for the Department of Public Works to also respond. And then also I assume that the interested party and also the appellant would have an opportunity to respond to those.
You're correct. What happens is they file the agency report, and that is where you have the opportunity to comment on these new allegations made in this new appeal. And would you also need the full time? I believe we're down to 5 days, or is it? I forget the time period.
That one I'm not sure.
Okay. Would you need the full time to comment on the agency report?
I think
report?
It's fine.
No, we could do it on an expedited basis. For us, depending, I guess, what's in the agency report, I think 2 days would be fine. 2 or 3 days, we can accommodate whatever expedited schedule. we do also want to get this this hearing over with as quickly as possible.
And okay, so you don't oppose, you're just like the government, essentially, you don't oppose the consolidated, you request to consolidate provided you have enough time to comment.
That's correct.
Very well. And then, Ms. Tang, so there's really no opposition to the consolidation, but just in terms of keeping it, trying to create an expedited schedule for these allegations, would you be willing to waive rebuttal, or how quickly after you receive the comments do you think you could submit your rebuttal for the record?
We could do it within 2 days.
2 days.
And 2 calendar days is fine. I just clarification on service, please. We did serve DPW and as a accommodation also served both of the law firms representing GEFF, Calvo Fisher and firm, and also Mr. Aguirre's firm. I did not realize that we were supposed to serve the AG separately, as we, you know, the agency is DPW. So we're happy to do that, but I just want to make sure the record is clear that CORTEC did not fail to serve the agency.
Now, according to the AG's office, entry of appearance, they request that all service be delivered to the AG's office. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But this is a new case.
I know, but that is, it's a new case, but in the future, I assume that same request applies to the new allegation.
Okay, no problem. We're happy to accommodate that. Just want to clarify the service and make it very clear that, you know, it's not a failure on our part to serve. It's an accommodation.
But going forward, to serve DPW, you must serve the AG's office.
Understood. Thank you.
For the record, we only received the notice of appeal at around 4 p.m. yesterday, and so the OBA even hasn't issued the notice of receipt of appeal just yet.
We were in a hearing all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right. Yeah. So what we'll have to do is, go to extend the existing hearing date out. Are the parties available for the hearing on September the 7th, starting September the 7th?
Yes.
Now, we estimate that it would take 3 days to hear this matter. If we go, we'll agree to 3 days.
Yes.
If we go 3 days straight, basically the 7th, 8th, and 9th, the parties are all available for those dates?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Just one point of clarification also. In terms of logistics, we're okay with the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. At the last pre-hearing, you mentioned that for law filing witnesses, they may be able to take their testimony via Skype. So I just wanted to make sure that that's still an option that's available to us.
That's an option, but we do not have, the OPA does not have the equipment for that. You would have to provide the equipment further. Whatever screen you're going to project the off-island witness, it would have to be large enough for the other parties to see, and also the public auditor to see, because remember the public auditor is the trier of fact at this hearing, so she would need to be able to see the witness, as well as the parties.
We'll be able to do that.
And on that point, what we are trying to do is arrange to have the DISIT hearing room downstairs on the fifth floor. On the fifth floor.
Sixth floor.
That's the old district court of Guam courtroom. We no guarantees we're going to get it, but we are going to try to get that. It's a larger room for the venue, but we'll in the revised notice, we'll tell the parties where we plan to hold the hearing, whether it be here or down there. But we are trying to get a larger room. Are there any other issues?
Yes, a couple of housekeeping issues. First, the hearing brief and the hearing material, the exhibits, witness list, are due tomorrow. The hearing brief is due on the 19th. Will those dates be vacated?
Yes.
Given the should wait for a new order?
That's correct.
Okay.
So all the dates would have to be vacated further. I want to give the parties the opportunity to go over this second appeal, which will be consolidated, so that when you do your witness list and your hearing briefs, you can accommodate or basically address any of these new allegations that were not part of the original appeal.
One last issue. So one of the issues that we've encountered with witnesses testifying via video conferences, that they may not have the exhibits that they will be questioned on or cross-examined on in front of them. So we would just need to make sure that that arrangement is made for them, I guess by counsel, so that during the examination we don't have any issues as to documents.
Yes. I'll also put that in the order if we do have off-island witnesses. Now, while we're on the subject of exhibits, once again, for those who might be new to these proceedings, you don't need to take the entire procurement record, reproduce a hard copy of it, and bring it over here. All the exhibits for the hearing that you're going to need are the exhibits you plan on presenting to a witness, and that's it. And that's simply so that we can preserve the record and clearly show that when we had Exhibit A and this witness testified about it, essentially we know what Exhibit A is. So everything that you filed is already part of the record. Of course, this is an administrative hearing, so our rules of evidence are a little more relaxed than what you're used to at Superior Court or District Court. So once again, when we require exhibit lists and exhibits, it's just the exhibits you plan on presenting to a witness. And as Ms. Tang correctly points out, if you're going to ask your off-island witness to review a document, it should be a marked exhibit that everybody else has. And the witness should, all the witnesses off-island, it's up to you to arrange for that witness essentially to have that document. Any questions about that? You can also put that in an order. Any other matters we need to take up? Yes.
For the record, the AG's office did request an interpreter, a Korean interpreter. So.
You don't have an interpreter. You're going to have to provide an interpreter.
Okay.
And you also have to disclose the name of the interpreter to the other parties in case they have any objections.
Which witness needs an interpreter? I'm just curious.
Our office was looking at, when we were preparing our witness list, to maybe include Mr. Ho, and so in preparation of that, would that interpreter be necessary?
No, an interpreter would not be required for Mr. Ho. Right. Glad I asked.
I'll leave that for the parties to work out amongst themselves. Any other issues? None. All right, so I'm going to issue a revised scheduling order. The hearing on the 22nd and the scheduling order relevant to the hearing on the 22nd is vacated. And the new appeal, do we have an appeal number for that?
I believe it's 11. 10, but it hasn't been signed.
11.
11.
Yes.
So the new appeal, which is OPA-PA-16- 11 is hereby consolidated with this appeal, OPA-PA-16-007. I will put that in a written order, consolidating the two cases, and issue a new notice, a revised notice of hearing, and a new scheduling order with new dates, and an order after hearing, which will give you a little bit more expedited agency report, comment, and rebuttal period for OPA-PA-16-11. And this hearing, hereby concluded. It is 9:24, and we are off the record. Thank you.
Thank you.